Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
How to build your own trading pot.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Can you beat the market using the Wall Street Journal's trading simulator? Joining me here in the studio with the story is the man who built it, the Wall Street Journal's Elliot Bentley.
Hello.
Let's start from the beginning here. What's a trading bot?
So the idea of a trading bot is that you have a piece of software running on a computer that executes trades for you. So rather than you calling up someone and telling them, you want to buy 50 shares of Apple, you have a computer that makes that decision for you.
And how common is this? And why would somebody want to do this?
Well, so we've been running a quant series all week in the money investing section. And it's all about how Wall Street is being transformed by trading bots and by quantitative trading, algorithmic trading, the idea of involving computers in making decisions in every level. One of the things that inspired me to take on this project was the idea of demystifying what an algorithm is, because it's one of these words that's kind of thrown about, especially by Silicon Valley, and they're often kind of considered kind of black boxes. But actually, algorithms are just a series of rules that can be applied to anything. In the case of trading algorithms, they are rules that decide when to buy or sell and when to make trades, essentially. Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to do was kind of boil an algorithm down to its most basic form and say, buy when something or other, sell when something else.
So tell us about the simulator.
So it's a little web page that challenges you to beat the market by writing your own trading algorithm. Again, using the simple rules, things like buying when the market is high, when it's above its month-long average, or selling at that point is probably a better strategy because you want to sell when it appears overvalued. And these are all kind of trading strategies you could execute on your own. You could follow the market and you could track these numbers every day, every hour, and then make a manual decision to buy or sell. But by writing a trading algorithm, a trading bot, you can enforce these rules and get a computer to do it for you.
While you, say, do your day job.
Absolutely, yeah. Or while you write other algorithms, other rules, and then you have a whole bunch of bots trading for you. I saw over Twitter, someone has sent me in a score of, I think, 30% return on the market in 2 years, which is pretty exceptional. And when I checked his Twitter bio, it said a quantitative. So, of course. I've also heard stories of a bunch of quants who got together, spent about 2 hours reverse engineering the thing, managed to get a return of 40% in 2 years.
We're talking about trading bots with Elliot Bentley, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Elliot, as you mentioned, this is part of a series we're rolling out here called The Quants. What else should folks know about this?
The Quants as a series represents the fact that the Wall Street has changed in a very slow way. And I think that's the case in many finance stories. There are these things that change over time, and there's no kind of one event that makes you go, whoa, everything's changed. And so that's why I think this series is so valuable and so interesting, is because it forces you to take a step back and go, well, actually, there are computers in every level of Wall Street, and they're becoming ever more complex, and they're using kind of neural networks and kind of modeling to make decisions in all sorts of places that can have all sorts of interesting effects on Wall Street and the types of people working in Wall Street as well. One of the most interesting things that's come out of this series is the kind of the change in the type of people that Wall Street is going after. Whereas before they were going after the jocks and the athletes in colleges, now they're going for the geeks. They're going for the quants, as they're known, the people with the mathematical and the ability and the programming skills in order to create these trading bots. So I hope what people get from the trading bot game, the build your own trading bot, is that although there is a huge amount of expertise needed in this stuff, ultimately it's still trading, it's still buying and selling. It's just getting computers to do it for you, and it's still coming up with trading strategies. But the next step beyond what this game is showing is when the computers themselves identify the patterns, the computers themselves find strategies, and then create the algorithms that then execute the trades. And that's where a lot of this stuff is going.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Elliot Bentley joining me here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
It's like having a crystal ball inside your earbuds. The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.